This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, we'll get the big hiring and unemployment reports for the month just ended, October. The job market, as we've been covering, is a strange one, with strong consumer demand requiring workers, but persistence of COVID and supply bottlenecks holding things back. To review, hiring in June and July was very strong, about 1 million jobs added each month. But in August, job growth fell by 2/3, and in September, the pace of hiring slowed yet again. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a preview.
Every month, economists put out predictions for the jobs report. And for October, the range is huge, from 250,000 to 750,000 new jobs.
When we look at what's happening in the labor market, I think we're dealing in unprecedented times.
Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says there's a reason it's hard to predict right now.
This lingering pandemic that's going on has a very large impact on what people and businesses are doing and thinking about work.
As COVID cases soared in late summer, job creation in hotels, bars, and restaurants nearly stalled out. Workers also face unprecedented uncertainty, says John Lear at polling firm Morning Consult.
There's likely to be permanent sectoral shifts. The future of work is highly uncertain, and then we've got a lot of policy uncertainty going on,
leading workers to quit, switch jobs, or stay on the sidelines, all of which is likely to make the employment numbers volatile for months to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.